Jason from Talkers.com is here to overview the charts for this past week, week of June 17th to 21st, from number 10 to number 1 in the story department and number 10 to number 1 in the people department. He likes doing this because he has power. He's figured this out. He knows through his research what the story is. So I'm sitting back here listening with my eyes and my head wide open and my mouth shut, Michael.
Well, listen to you. He likes doing this because he has nothing else to do. That's really keeps me busy.
Not hardly.
Power? I don't know about that. Yeah. These things will happen whether I say they do or not. Now, if I could make them happen, that's a whole different thing. But our 10 most talked about stories this past week included number 10, a lot of very good sports this past week. The National Basketball Association had some really hot action, hockey, and of course baseball is off and running. At number 9, Atlanta sports hosts mock the ALS patient, and that has kind of...
Quite a bunch of dummies.
Yeah, it makes you scratch your head. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
At number 8, the actor James Gandolfini has died, and that's a sad story. Number 7, Arizona voter registration law quashed. Number 6, the U.S. Taliban talks. At number 5, the Department of Justice journalist investigations. At number 4, the FBI domestic drones policy. At number 3, Obama's Berlin speech tied with the nukes plan. At number 2, the Gang of Eight amnesty deal. And at number 1, far and away, the NSA surveillance program controversy. The people that are being talked about, number 10, basketball great LeBron James. Number 9, Eric Holder. Number 8, Steve Gleason. Number 7, James Gandolfini. Number 6, Hillary Clinton. John McCain is at 5. Marco Rubio at 4. Robert Mueller at 3. Edward Snowden at 2. Barack Obama at 1.
What a great name, isn't it? Marco Rubio.
Yes, Marco Rubio.
Radio name, Marco Rubio.
Yeah, it could be an actor. It could be a rock star, Marco Rubio and the Cruisers.
Hoping for a good name like that to host the morning show on a station near you. I get a kick out of sometimes what the people, and because most of the folks who listen to this program are devotees of the format. We have 1,000 stations or more that are broadcasting news talk radio every week all day long. And so it's always interesting when there's a change on the deck, when the morning person, for example, who's been there for a long time, retires or gets fired or goes somewhere else. And then the stations go about the business of introducing the new host, trying to build them up. And the web, I remember, it's been a long time since I, last local radio show I did was on KABC in Los Angeles in a regular way, in addition to doing this program. And I remember how I was introduced when I showed up on the air the first time. I kind of remember it when I was in Cincinnati, too, and a couple of other places. The introduction to the audience, they want to know who you are, which politics are, you know, do you beat your wife, that kind of stuff. But as I see, there's so much change in a lot of the local radio, Michael. How, where are these people coming from? We have this discussion all the time in our Talkers Convention. As, for example, our affiliate KMMS has a new morning host named Chris Griffin. You know, you wonder where they come from. Are they coming from smaller stations? Are some of them doing internet stuff? Some of them may be listeners and they're just lucky. Where do these people come from?
They're coming from all over the place. There still are radio stations out there. There still are hosts working their way up through the farm system. It certainly is depleted when compared to the way it was in the old days, when that was the major way that hosts came up through the ranks. You started a small station, or disc jockeys, you know, radio personalities, announcers,
right,
even news people.
Yep.
You started a small station, you worked your way up to the big ones, based on the premise that the bigger the market, the bigger the station, the better a job, the more money and notoriety and prestige you have. It's not quite that way anymore. That does exist. Quite often, local celebrities are recruited to become hosts on the national level. National celebrities are recruited because they already have name value. In some cases, they're not that good on the radio. It takes a while for them to learn it, if they ever do. In some cases, they are local newspaper people or political people who are familiar to the listeners because they're on as guests all the time, and then all of a sudden they become a fill-in host, and then all of a sudden they become a host. Many hosts started as guests on the radio around the country today, some big ones too. And I think that's the main way it happens. I think that it's that way where they integrate into the system by being known in the community, their guests, their fill-in hosts, and then their hosts.
Mm-hmm. Is there as much political focus on these hosts now, or do they just have to sort of sound like they know what they're talking about or have some authoritative sound to them? How to just give people that are listening a little insight as to how program directors and people running these stations, how do they judge the various candidates, and how often do these openings take place? And
the openings don't happen as much as they used to. Mm-hmm. There aren't as many openings as there used to be. There's a lot of syndication. At this present time, news talk radio, the kind of station that this show is heard on mostly, is defined to a large degree by its political positioning. Hasn't always been that way. There have been times when talk show hosts were unpredictable, and you'd have a liberal and a conservative and a libertarian and somebody who's a populist, all one after the other, and sometimes the hosts would argue with each other. Today, they're largely defined by whether they're left or they're right, or they're non-political at all, or they have, financial or sports or whatever. And that's not going to stay that way, because nothing stays that way. Nothing stays the same in radio. Mm-hmm. But right now, that's still the general mode.
We'll talk in a moment about these sports hosts. It was number 9, actually, on the countdown this week, who mocked a former football player because he has ALS, and what the outcome of that whole fiasco on the air was. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Michael Harrison is here from Talkers.com, the daily Bible. You can go online to Talkers.com anytime, day or night, find out what's going on with your favorite hosts, some programming ideas, what some of the things are in essence, being looked at by a lot of the hosts. As Michael said, a lot of the people who are carrying this program are on stations that are right of center. Doesn't necessarily change the issues, especially when it comes to the number 9 item this week, Michael, on the countdown. Those hosts who are working on a sports station who mocked a former football player who's in a wheelchair. He has ALS, and they all got fired summarily from the radio and television and pretty much anything else they've done in Atlanta. Is this going too far, or is this some kind of indecency, or is it something that involved lack of common sense?
I think it involved lack of common sense, at least for a moment. Indecency, certainly bad taste. I don't know if it's indecent, although on a certain level it is indecent. I don't know if it comes under the category of indecency in terms of how we use it in this business. Hurtful, insulting, stupid, yeah. And they, even the hosts themselves admit that it was stupid, and they don't know why they did it. They did it. They thought it was a good idea at the moment. And they paid the price. Certainly got a lot of notoriety for it. But that show is over, and they're working at that radio station is over. And, you know, it's one of those things that has people shaking their heads. Like, you know, why would anybody do something like that? I mean, ALS is one of the most tragic and devastating diseases of all diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And to make fun of somebody or to use somebody as the butt of a joke who's suffering from it is outrageous bad taste.
Yeah,
there's no redeeming quality to it,
mm-hmm.
no redeeming value whatsoever. So it's been just one of those things that you just shake your head and go, what were they thinking? And sometimes people who have good reputations and have been solid citizens engage in that kind of thing.
We all make mistakes, but there's not any room anymore for many mistakes like this. I mean, we've all said things. You and I have been on the air a long time. I've said some things over the years that I said, oh, man, why did I say that?
But sometimes we say things in just private conversations that we say, why did I say that?
Yeah, right. Did I really just say that?
Oftentimes it happens from a spontaneous effort to be funny.
Yep.
And it doesn't come out right. It falls flat. It's insulting. Sometimes it comes from just being ignorant of the latest terminology.
Yep.
How many people have gotten into politically incorrect situations because they're still using their father's or their grandfather's terminology that they grew up with, and they don't even know that it's insulting.
Well,
that's a whole other thing.
We're also worried about what the FCC says. Are we going to say something that's wrong, that may be deemed obscene? Then they can't even come up with a definition. There's been a big discussion this week about obscenity on the radio and people trying to get them to dump their focus on that because nobody has a definition. It doesn't ever work in court. And yet we still have, we're all looking over our shoulders about things like that.
Yeah, radio companies and media companies should have pride and standards that they adhere to and that they police, as opposed to expecting the government to define what these things are and to police them.
Mm-hmm.
It should be individual and corporate responsibility.
Yep. There are a ton of examples of this. We're in a corporate world that didn't exist 5-10 years ago, and so it changes the game greatly. And it changes, but people have been listening to this format for a long time. They hear now things that they would never have expected to hear, or they don't hear things that they might want to hear because
the social fabric has changed.
Ah, tremendous. All right. The Family Hour here. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com, along with Doug Steffen, host of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for a long time. Our time with Michael is up. We've learned a lot. We appreciate your being here. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com. Check him out every day for all the latest information about the world of news talk radio, hosts, stations, all that good stuff.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins us again, as he does every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, with his legal opinions on some of the issues that are included in the top 10. Before I get to that, though, I want to kind of underscore something that became very public and very important this week. A list of 50 bad charities was published by one of the big newspapers, and I forget where I saw it, was the New York Times. But what it brought around, Steve, into focus is the need for your book and your website, Scamicide.com. These are like billions of dollars being raised by these supposed legitimate charities, and the research found out that very little is going to the actual cause.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting, too, because charities are full of scams. The scammers, scam artists, the only criminals we call artists, take advantage of the fact that, you know, we really want to help each other. And some of them are the out-and-out scams, where they are just pocketing the money, and there's no even shell of legitimacy. But what this particular newspaper piece came out was, there are a lot of charities that spend a lot of their money, and we're talking like 90%, on fundraising. And so these fundraisers get 90% of what's being collected. Now, these fundraisers are often connected directly with the people who are setting up this charity. So the charitable purposes don't get anything, but the people behind the charities, they scam and skim off the money. The collectors, they get the money. The public think that they're helping, but in point of fact, all of this money is going into the pockets of people who are taking it away from the very, very needy.
So you might check out scamicide.com or I think charitynavigator.org is a good one too, is it not?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's a great one because that one will not only tell you first if it's a legitimate charity, but second, if a so-called legitimate charity, how much they're spending on fundraising and administrative costs. So it's a good way to do it. You know, a quick, easy bit is, even if you're on the do not call list, charities can still call you. But if you get a call from a telemarketer collecting from a charity, chances are it's not from the charity. It is from
someone,
a third-party collector, and they're the one that are going to be taking a big cut out of it.
That's the boiler room. Okay, outside of the talkers list this week, the Bank of America involved in a very serious list of allegations. Forum employees say they were told to lie to get people to go into foreclosure quicker and easier, and they were paid bonuses for this. Chase apparently up to this in their Mickey, some of it over the Hemp Act. Is it HAMP? The HAMP program, yeah. H-A-M-P program. So here are these guys. You talk about scams. And these are supposedly legitimate business. You see a guy in a suit and a tie. Oh, yeah, he's a respectable businessman. Man, are these guys screw-offs.
Well, I think Al Capone was the one that said the businessman with a suit and a tie can steal more than a criminal with a gun. And he's right. And, you know, these are the same banks that were also doing illegitimate foreclosures for which they had to pay huge amounts into a mortgage settlement fund that is just now being distributed by the Federal Trade Commission and the federal government. Yeah, the whole issue of mortgage financing and the foreclosure business in this country by, as you said, the so-called legitimate banks is rife with corruption. And this is something that the Justice Department really has got to get back on. They have done some work on it, and this, with Bank of America, is going to open it way up again.
Now, Chase is in the same category.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Stuff. Been unfolding for the past 4 or 5 years. They are bad dudes.
Yes,
meanwhile, at the Talkers Charts, number one this week, the NSA surveillance programs, back to a focus on the parsing of words, because it looks like these guys are getting more antsy. The president wants to have various groups go around and explain what's going on. This wouldn't have happened if Snowden hadn't leaked all of this stuff.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen back here with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focused on the week ending Friday, the 21st of June. That is the week of June 17th to the 21st, 2013. The talkers list, which includes immigration reform. That's the number two item on the countdown this week. Here's the talk host Michael Yaffe. Says there are too many other important issues we ought to be talking about instead of arguing over this immigration bill, the Gang of Eight's bill.
So the big thing this week, obviously, which it shouldn't even be a big thing at all, it shouldn't even be an issue, it shouldn't even be discussed. With all the other things going on in this country right now, with unemployment really high, with the scandals going on in Washington, we got to figure out what's going on with the NSA. We have a problem overseas. We got to figure out how to rein in entitlement. And what are they talking about? Immigration reform. And the Republicans are on board, too. And conservative Republicans are on board, too, with immigration reform for this 1,000-page bill that's immigration reform. Why? Well, we know why. It's because they're desperate for votes, and they think this is the only way to get votes from the Hispanics. They think we'll have to get the Hispanic vote to win, and the only way to get the Hispanic vote is to basically give amnesty to illegal immigrants. That's what they believe, and that's why they're not going to secure the border first, because they have no intention of securing the border. They just want to make as many illegal Hispanics voters as possible. And we know that the Democrats want that, but the fact that conservative Republicans like Rubio and Paul Ryan are involved in this, it's upsetting. And it's upsetting the conservative base because we know what's going on. And then the CBO comes out, and they say that the Senate Immigration Reform Bill would lead to a net increase of 10.4 million people residing in the United States. That's in the next 10 years. And it should be noted that the number does not include around 1.6 million temporary workers and their dependents. Nor does it include the 8 million illegal immigrants the CBO says would gain legal status if the bill's passed. So we have this net increase coming. That doesn't, of illegals still coming. Even though apparently this is supposed to secure the border, even though this is apparently supposed to fix the problem, CBO comes out and says, nope, we're still going to have more. And then that doesn't include the increased population. And then the CBO comes out and they say the bill would also increase direct federal spending by $262 billion from 2014 to 2023. But the revenues would increase by $459 billion over the same period. Supposedly the bill would lower the deficits by $700 billion. But we don't believe that, because the Heritage Foundation study found that immigration reform would cost taxpayers nearly $900 billion per year.
Here's some talk radio caller input. the Gang of Eight bill, immigration reform in general, just the whole kit and caboodle about what we're going to do and how much we're going to spend to fix the problem.
These lawmakers in Washington who are being paid a salary from the American taxpayer are spending all of this money to try and justify the presence of illegal aliens in this country. That is totally ridiculous. There are too many domestic problems going on right now in this country that need to be solved. These people are not living up to the oath they took to defend the Constitution when they were sworn into office. Okay? They, in my opinion, some of them should resign. They're not doing their job to protect the rights of the American people. They're spending all this time trying to defend the rights of illegals.
It is laughable on the face of it that we are told by elites in the politics and the talking heads and various representatives of interest groups that we cannot locate or deport the 13 million illegals in this country, nor can we secure an 1,800-mile border. Yet at the same moment, we can listen and monitor every phone call and every email that is ever made in the United States. If we have the technology to do that, I think we can secure an 1,800-mile border. And secondly, the last point I would make is that those individuals, Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, the president and his wife, the heads of the Chamber of Commerce, of the SEIU, of La Raza, the talking heads on the editorial boards of the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, none of them and none of their children will ever be in competition with illegal aliens. They live in gated communities. The only time they will ever come in contact with an illegal immigrant is when they hire one as a nanny. Minimum wage American citizens who are in contact and in competition with these folks whose wages are depressed, and it is those minimum wage Americans who should be making policy on immigration, not these out-of-touch elites in Washington or New York.
This truly makes me very happy that this legislation seems to be moving forward. I still have some degree of skepticism. I myself am an immigrant, and I went through the naturalization process in 2008. And I hope that, and I know for a fact that there are a lot of people out there who work very hard and they contribute to society, and they're in the shadows, but they want to become legal and they want to make a difference, and, you know, they work just like you and I do.
I think I'd like to give all of my congressional representatives, and I use the term representative loosely, a dictionary definition of what is the term illegal. I don't understand why we have all this mumbo-jumbo over this immigration policy. I just think common sense says illegal is defined as someone who's not here legally, period. And that we need to all get together and decide. Let's take a national vote and decide what to do, because our representatives are not representing us, the American people. Who fit the bill.
Up next on the countdown, a countdown extra of sorts, as we are going to talk about the farm bill. And when I mean me, I mean we, me. We'll take an excerpt from my weekday Good Day show next up on the countdown.
These lines and wallpaper, we've got it all.
Hi, Steve Katzman here, owner of Steve's Blinds and Wallpaper. My family's been making shopping for blinds fast and easy for over 60 years. Buy direct from stevesblinds.com and save up to 85% off all blind shades and shutters from name brands like Levelor, Bally, Graber, and more. Most orders ship within 72 hours and include free shipping right to your door. We'll save you a ton of money, and I personally guarantee your 100% satisfaction. All the name brands at up to 85% off. At stevesblinds.com, we have it all.
All the looks and all the styles for your windows and your walls. These blinds and wallpaper, we've got it all.
For free blind samples, catalogs, or instant price quote, visit stevesblinds.com or call 800-670-8872, 800-670-8872.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the hot hits in talk radio. The Farm Bill this past week was voted down in the House. Mr. Boehner doesn't look good. He put his weight behind it, and the bill didn't pass. Too much pork for his pals in the big ag area, and dairy farmers got screwed. So enough people got to the right legislators and fixed it. We're going to listen now to an excerpt in a conversation I had with Pete Kennedy, who's the president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, about the future of the Farm Bill and some of the recent court battles over the rights of farmers to distribute raw milk and other raw milk dairy products.
Well, it's really on a state-by-state basis. I'd say overall the climate for raw milk is definitely improving. There are two states that adopted, that passed raw milk bills into law this past legislative session. There's another one that basically allowed the distribution of raw milk by policy. But we have another member, Alvin Schlangen, who has a criminal trial on six misdemeanor charges in Minnesota, and that's coming up in August.
Now, the state I testified, there was a hearing in Massachusetts a couple of weeks ago for a bill which would allow further distribution of raw milk. I don't want to get involved in the nuance of it so much, but I would like to have you address a question that came from one of our listeners in Alexandria, Louisiana. Her name is Jane. And she writes, I'd like somebody to respectfully tell me why humans need to drink milk that's meant for baby cows. Where did this concept start? Why not drink horse milk or giraffe milk or elephant milk? Why do humans need cow milk? And what happens to the baby cows that are supposed to get that milk from their mama? I'm a big fan, Doug Steffen, but please answer this question. So I thought when I saw this the other day, I'd wait and give it to you, and you and I maybe both could spend a minute on it, because you're a farm guy and you get the issue. So what would you say to this lady had she written you this email, Pete Kennedy?
Well, I'd say it's a freedom of choice issue, and there's a lot more than just raw cow's milk on the market today. There's raw goat's milk, raw sheep's milk. There's raw camel's milk. Camel dairies around the country. From what I've been told, camel's milk goes up. It sells for up to $10 a pint.
Really?
So it's
camel milk.
All these foods are legal to consume. People who want to consume them should have access.
I don't know what's in giraffe milk, frankly. I don't know what's in elephant milk. I don't even know what's in, what did you say? It was camel milk.
Camel milk is just a lot of mothers with autistic kids, or a number of them, believe it's helping their child's condition. So
yeah.
It's,
I've heard that about, we've had a lot of discussion this week about autism, and I've heard in any number of places. First of all, if you're lactose intolerant, raw milk fixes that. If you have a problem with autism, supposedly raw milk helps that. There are all kinds of things because it's a whole food product. Jane, I hope that answers your question. We're talking to Pete Kennedy from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. One of the things, as an aside here, that you've been involved in to a certain extent, I've tried to get the folks from Weston A. Price Foundation to be involved as well in my drive on my farm, which now has become the largest seller of raw milk in the state of Massachusetts. We're in a good location. People want more of it. But it isn't enough for the farm to survive, and so we're doing things to try to raise money to keep the farm alive. One of them is to, you can tell at DougStephan.com, if you go to EastleighFarm.com, you can see the story of our crowdfunding idea, the emphasis on what's going on the farm. The concern is about development, yeah, that's for sure. But then there are other things that are there. It's an animal sanctuary. It's about education, and I think that's the case with a lot of farms today. By the way, you can go to EastleighFarm.com to see that. You can go to DougStephan.com if you'd like to help out a little bit. Or you can go to happy-cows.info to participate. But isn't it the case, Pete, a lot of the farms that can't make it just on their core business have gone into other areas like I am, trying to become a teaching facility because families want to know about food and they don't know where the food comes from?
Right. Well, agritourism is getting a lot better. That's a great educational tool. A number of farms are having workshops. We have a member, Mark Baker, who is a heritage hog, raises heritage breed hogs, and he's just set up these workshops called Anyone Can Farm.
Yeah, and right. So you know.
Yeah, we're bringing people back to the land and just giving them a closer connection to their food.
That's what people want. Okay, the farm bill didn't pass. The big farm groups don't like the fact that it didn't pass. Are you surprised it didn't pass?
You know, Rich, I saw the reason it didn't pass was that they added an amendment there to cut out all dairy subsidies for dairy producers.
Yep.
And
well,
usually I'm not in favor of subsidies, but just the federal government and some of these lobbies, big groups in the dairy industry have done so much to screw dairy farmers over the years.
Right. That was what I was happy it didn't pass, frankly, myself because of that. But there were 200 amendments that were introduced supposedly to protect farmers from food safety regulations and prevent the unauthorized release of genetically modified crops. Those would have been good, but that was one of the reasons it didn't pass as well, because back to big business, big ag, the big chemical companies, Monsanto, they don't want these things passed. Right?
No, I mean, and those amendments didn't make the final cut. They didn't make the bill that was voted down. I mean, it seems like what's going on in this country right now is just the federal government's it's a very difficult to get Congress to pass any legislation, giving people the right to know what's in their food, requiring genetically modified foods to be labeled.
Yeah,
but what looks like it's starting to happen is that the fastest growing area that the food business right now are these companies that are labeling their food non-GMO, which they're allowed to do.
Right.
And just from what I understand, that it's like a $3.5 billion business right now, and it's grown. I think it grew something like 26% the last year. So the way to get at the Monsanto is to just demand more of these foods that do label non-GMO.
Up next, we're going to listen to Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's the attorney for the Talk Radio Countdown show, as he talks about the legalities of the NSA surveillance program, what we know this week we didn't know last week, the Gang of Eight amnesty deal, how that fits into the future legally, and some other items of interest as we have time as the countdown continues.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Levine joins us, founder of Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills, California, represented lots of Academy Award winners. He's run this PR firm for a long time. USA Today called him the Warren Buffett of the media world. He's here, as he usually is on the countdown, to talk about several issues, things that are before us, things that are on the countdown, that take on sort of a perspective of their own in that we come up with these ideas about people or events, and whether we have the right idea or not, sometimes if people get into trouble, they need guys like Michael to straighten them out. And so he's happy to talk with people, fixes their image, that sort of thing. Now, he also not only talks about people, but things like reality television. I know you're on Good Morning America this past week talking about reality television. Is there too much of it? What was the focus of your thoughts, because it certainly looks like we have too many of these singing competition shows on TV.
Well, the focus of my remarks on Good Morning America were based on this concept of analogy to drug tolerance. You know, when a drug addict begins taking drugs, a certain amount of drugs can get them to a certain state of euphoria. And then over time, they need increasing amounts of that same drug because of drug tolerance. This happens, by the way, with anyone, any listener who takes sleep medication. You know, you take the sleep medication, and after some time, you need more of it, and it wears off and all that. So that drug tolerance. Well, I've made the analogy that this is exactly what our society is having a relationship with reality television. And so, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, something that was considered very outlandish today wouldn't get even the slightest of rating. You know, so we need more and more and more outrage to get us to the same place of excitement or allure in our reality television. Of course, this is an exceedingly worrisome trend for a society that has been able, who can no longer tolerate anything other than overt humiliation in video form as a source of attraction.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, huh?
And not a good societal trend.
No. You know? James Gandolfini only 51. I thought he was older than that. Here's a guy that seemed to have been liked by everybody. He'd have been a perfect, an example of somebody that you could represent as a PR expert and think this guy's a perfect client. At least that's the way he came across, Michael.
Well, that's true. And more evidence, in case we needed more evidence, that life is short and life is unpredictable. And, we've seen this happen from time to time. Somebody asked me the other day how old Michael Jackson was when he died. He was 50.
50, yeah. 50 years
and
old.
And now 51. And, from my point of view, it's a terrible tragedy, of course, but it is should be a deep personal and private reminder to all of us that life is short and life is unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. Let's remember that. Short. Life is short and
unpredictable.
I'm writing. That's something for all of us
and
to remember.
Why we need reminders of that after
relationships.
September 11th
yeah.
is... hard to understand, but we do.
Let's spend a minute on celebrity chef Paula Deen, who admits to having used the N-word, amongst other things. This was taken out of context, it would seem. At least that's what her PR people are saying.
And to the extent I can figure this out, look, anyone who has ever been in the South in the 60s knows that that word was used by blacks and whites as... It was ubiquitous. It was a fancy schmancy term to say that it was used constantly.
Right.
And now that is not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing, but it is true.
Mm-hmm.
It was used, or it is a bad thing. Of course, it's a bad thing. I shouldn't say it's not a bad thing, but it was, I'm using it in terms of a description. It was ubiquitous, used constantly. So, to say that a woman may have used that and then has apologized and said that a lot has changed in the South, that is also true.
Yeah.
So there we are. It was a very different time. It was an ugly time. It was a vile time in the South in the 60s as it relates to racism.
Michael Levine, who also is responsible for the LBN Alert. Go to lbnealert.com and surf the news every day. Michael, thanks for being here on the Countdown.
Thank you.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.